Hours to protect, you may hear the birds twittering away in the background. I've made my way to a very scenic part of County Wexford. But where am I? Well, I'm here with Oisín McConville, and I'm here also with Carla Sanchez. Carla is an independent curator, a farmer and an art historian, and works on a regenerative farm here in Folks Mills. So I'll let you set the scene for us, Carla. Describe where we are.
Well, we're on this farm that Oisín and his family have lived on for over 40 years. I only joined 19 years ago. And it was a farm where they kept sheep, and there's a great portion of forest of different trees, and it was a tillage farm. But after the beet went a few years back, the main business was forestry and foliage. Mm-hmm. But then there was a big storm, I don't know if you remember, in 2010.
I do.
Yeah. And the ground froze for about 2 weeks, but that was enough for all our bushes to die. So we had lost everything and we had to start again. But all the while we were thinking about how to try to do things differently. First of all, because in terms of just in terms of monetary terms, the farm was not really sustaining us. And we believed that we had to start thinking outside of the box. Then in 2018, I had to curate, because I'm also an art historian, so I had to curate a show in Wexford County Council that was about landscape and the environment. And I had to interview different people that work in the environment, and I had to read many different books that had to do with that. And I got severely depressed because of the conditions of the world, of how we had, you know, destroyed all the animals around the world, how the soil was degrading so fast, and how the ocean was polluted. And I was really, 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 I didn't see a way forward and a way out. But then after doing more research, I came across the work of Alan Savory. Mr. Savory, he's one of the leaders, if you can call that, of this movement of regenerative agriculture. And when I saw what Alan Savory was explaining of how regenerative agriculture is really a framework that any farmer anywhere in the world can use to manage the land.
So what is it?
Regenerative agriculture is really about the health of the soil. That's the pillar of it. Really, really paying attention to what goes on underneath the soil, underneath the ground. Because without all the microorganisms, all the different bacteria and fungi and virus and all the little creatures that live in the soil, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be able to sustain life on Earth. So it's fundamental that we try to integrate into the management different practices that will allow us to make that population of microorganisms very healthy.
So what in effect are you doing here then?
Okay. Well, there are several principles. Just one thing that I want to clarify is that regenerative agriculture does not look the same in different farms. Like, it's just a framework, but it's not a very specific recipe that tells you, hey, you have to do this, that, and the other. Mm. It does give you a framework, and it forces a farmer actually to really think about its specific context, what the land needs, and what the farmer itself as a person needs. Right here in this farm, what we are doing is, last year we decided to start by planting almost in all our fields a multi-species sword. For those who haven't heard this term, multi-species sword, it means that rather than your field with your regular mix of ryegrass and clovers, white and red clover, this mix has 14 different species of plants between legumes, grasses, and herbs. Mm-hmm. And what this does is that every single plant has a different life cycle. So some of these plants will only be here in this land for 3 years, 4 years. Others will be here for longer. But every plant as well has different root systems, so they go to different depths in the soil. So they deliver different nutrients to the soil. And it's a faster way to start this regeneration of the soil, because the soil obviously was in the traditional way. Well, I actually shouldn't the word traditional, but in the modern
conventional
way of doing farming, the soil gets used to, it's a bit like a drug addict. The soil gets used to getting the nitrogen and different things, all the different other fertilizers and pesticides, but that's not really good for the
bacteria. And what you're doing here, is it, would you describe it as pioneering work?
Well, I guess it is, yes, but it's these practices have been used actually for a long while already throughout the world. In recent years, they have been used for at least 20 years in areas like the United States, Australia, different parts of Europe. I'm originally from Mexico, and in Mexico, in certain areas of Mexico, they are already using it. But this is nothing new. Like these practices were things that people of, you know, 200, 300, 400 years ago used to do in different parts of the world, but we forgot about it.
And you said that you have to make a living from this. Will you now be able to make a living from this new style of farming?
Yeah, well, we certainly hope so. And one of the most important things about this is that we need to diversify. It's very important that we, for a farmer and it's the land that the person manages, to be able to be healthy in the long run, it needs to feed the family. Otherwise, nobody's going to want to move to land if they can't survive.
Right, okay.
Correct? And with this practices, hopefully we'll be able to start making a living. A lot of people have this idea that farmers make a mint, you know, that all farmers are just, you know, full of money in their pockets, but that's not the case. Actually, the official figures, if you look at the official figures of the average income of a tillage farmer, is around 23,000 euros per year. That's not a lot. Mm. Dairy is different. In dairy, farmers, depending on the number of cows that they have, they can bring it up to 75,000, etc.
What in effect will you be growing here that you can bring to market then?
Well, different things. One of the key elements of regenerative agriculture is the proper use of animals. So we have to reintroduce animals into our farm. Right now we don't have any animals other than our pets, but we'll start slowly. Part of our farm we're renting to a solar company, which is the largest solar company in Ireland right now. But we decided before we signed that contract, we were very keen on asking the company that they should include in our contract that we can use the land underneath the panels. And we planted the land where the panels are also with a multi-species sward so that we can then graze it. So we're going to get some sheep in there. Next year we're going to have some turkeys as well and some pigs. Mm. And hopefully all of these will be just, you know, free roaming and eating all of these different diversity of plants, and hopefully they'll be delicious as well.
I want to bring Oisin in. I mean, Oisin, I know you from a different world completely. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking of the good life for your step. I mean, you were a politician, you were a Sinn Féin councillor. Here you are in this idyllic setting. And there's a lot to be said for where I'm sitting at the moment. I mean, this is a little bit like utopia. This is just a wonderful setting. No regrets whatsoever of stepping away from your former life.
Well, I was very honoured and very grateful to have been able to do it, and I still have very warm feelings for my for all of my colleagues, especially Johnny Mython. But one of the things that I realized when I needed to step away is that I was juggling too many things in the air at once, and I needed to focus on the farm, on my family, and on personal projects. The personal projects in particular, I have to give Carla full credit. She was the one who introduced me to the concept of regenerative agriculture. And it goes back to the notion that, you know, it's fine and it's a good thing to be politically active, but we each of us also have to take care of our own little piece of this earth that we can. So for me, that meant starting with the farm. Carla was saying earlier on how she was doing an art exhibition, and she became a bit of a doom and gloomer when she was reading about the environment. And I remember at one point, I got so fed up with it, I actually challenged her. And I said, now look, we're not doing everything wrong. There's some, you know, there's the buzzards coming back. Yeah. There's the grasshoppers that we can hear. We're doing something right. So why don't you go find out?
You can hear the grasshoppers here.
You can. And a lot of other things as well recently. But I actually challenged her. I said, you know, instead of just telling me what's wrong, find a way for us to do things more right. And lo and behold, she went off and she found out about regenerative agriculture. And I have to be honest, at the beginning, I was a little bit taken aback because here was the city person going to tell me, who grew up in the countryside, about farming. Yeah. And I finally said, no, I'm not going to read a bunch of books about it. If you find me a course, to go and talk to other farmers, I'll do it. And lo and behold, she did it. She found me, of course, not once, but twice.
Right.
And it was a very mind-expanding experience, especially to be able to talk to other farmers about it.
Because what do you see as the benefits from it? I mean, Carla's explained what it is, or Carla has explained what it is to us.
Yeah.
What do you see the benefits for the environment for out of this?
The benefits are threefold that I see. Number one is the environment, because the heart of this, the beating heart of all of this, is a healthy, functioning soil ecosystem. Mm-hmm. Once there's a saying in regenerative agriculture, you feed the soil and the soil will feed everything else. Mm-hmm. So that if you have a healthy, diverse ecosystem in your soil of bacteria and everything else starts to flourish. Mm-hmm. That means that you have a healthier farm system, which means that it needs less inputs. And one of the things that strikes me when I talk to other farmers about regenerative agriculture is the number of them that originally sort of tentatively approach regenerative agriculture. It's not necessarily that they're originally an environmentalist, but they see the skyrocketing prices of inputs, and they think, okay, this can't go on. And they're also aware of what's going on in the soil, that it's looking gray, it's looking a bit dead. And one of the key takeaways for this is that instead of chasing yield by applying more and more inputs, you chase margins. Mm-hmm. So if you're putting less amounts of very expensive fertilizers and sprays on your land, because you have a healthy soil, you have a bigger margin from it. It does, I will say, one of the challenges for me is adjusting that mindset that you can actually do more of benefit to yourself and to the environment by actually doing less.
Fantastic. Can you just describe the building that we're in at the moment? Because it's absolutely fascinating. And you have a special name in it. It's the Culture Lab, isn't it? Blackbird Culture Lab. Is it?
Correct. Yeah, Blackbird Culture Lab. Yeah, well, it's a big barn. It's a large, large barn. Imagine two barns united by a patio. Because I'm from Mexico, I wanted something that reminded me of Mexico and Spain.
Did you build this yourself?
We did indeed. Yeah. Because from the beginning, we wanted to, because Oisin and I, we are both interested in the arts, not only in visual arts, but also in experimental performing arts. And we both had the opportunity to be part of amazing projects in different areas in the countryside, in Denmark, in Italy, and in Mexico, mm-hmm. that were cultural barters. And we really wanted to be able to do similar things here in Ireland. Mm-hmm. So that's why we decided to open up our farm as a cultural laboratory. What that means really is that we invite people from different disciplines to collaborate and experiment in different projects.
So this big space beside us here, what is that used for?
That big space behind us, that has been used for exhibitions, for concerts, and for workshops for kids. Actually, these 2 days from now, Saturday the 10th, we're having two workshops for children as part of the festival. Exactly. So we're doing one workshop about soil and how you can make pigments from soil, and I'm going to show them a very ancient technique of egg tempera, mixing the the egg with the pigments. And then we're going to have another workshop with artist David Begley, and he's going to show kids how to make natural inks from some of the trees that we have. And we've also had in this space different people doing residencies. So because we're funding everything ourselves, we want to just go slowly with the art side, with the cultural laboratory. We would love to collaborate and work with more people. So whenever artists approach us, we are open and willing to talk. Yeah. We're going to have another curator being a resident here in August. She's an Italian curator. She has been based in London for a long while. And she's now the director of the Void Gallery in Derry. And she'll be staying with us for 2 weeks at the end of August.
Wow.
Yeah, we've had Richard Malone, the Wexford Irish artist. Yes. He was with us for a month, and it was just a pleasure to have him around. And I introduced him to different artists that were able to give him different
directions.
He's interested, very much interested in natural pigments and natural dyes. So we're doing things a step at a time, one step at a time.
Well, let's finish as we started. A message for you on regenerative agriculture for people just tuning into us. If you can summarize it for us and where we're heading with this.
Regenerative agriculture is a framework that allows any farmer anywhere to manage their land in a more sustainable way, focusing on the health of the soil. And it includes certain aspects like the proper management of animals, rather than having just a field where you put the cattle and you forget about them. This requires you to really actively manage the cattle so that you allow the grass or the multi-species sort as we have here to rest properly, so that everything underneath is healthy and thriving.
Thank you, Hoshin.
Very welcome.